is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hey, beautiful soul family. How are you? Wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for joining me today. And the energies just keep getting more fun. So today's channel topic is resist less, manifest more. And I've been in session all morning, so my disc is skipping a little bit right now, but I'm going to pull it back in and be able to have a fun show here. But it's very interesting with this topic. And now as we get to more into it, we'll do that. But I'm going to go ahead and invite you to go ahead and call in with your questions, 646-595-4274. You can also email your questions, comments, shares, et cetera, at on the air at telus.net. That's O-N-T-H-E-A-I-R at telus, T-E-L-U-S.net. And look forward to all of your inquiries, information, shares, et cetera, maybe past shows, how you felt with the information, what you've done, learned, et cetera. So I always love to hear from you. So anyway, as we get into today's topic, resist less, manifest more, I think it's worth mentioning kind of the general energies that we're in currently. And I like to call this phase the compression phase because it's really weeding out the things that we no longer need, things that no longer serve us, and moving us into where we want to go, more of who we are and how we're putting that out into the world. And that compression and contraction, if you will, can be very uncomfortable because we're moving through that stage where you think of coal turning into a diamond. I like to say crystalline formation, where we're moving more into that clarity. It is requiring us to really focus in on the things that matter, the things that may no longer be working for us, may no longer be serving us in the way that they used to. And this applies to relationships, the relationship to yourself with others, maybe possibly money, abundance of some sort, health. It can also be working out different types of relationships within the characters of your life. So say you have something going on that you're working through issues with your mother. You may have a coworker. You may have someone else in your life that sort of represents that character. And they may not be aware of it. They might, in fact, be role-playing just to help you sort through it. And that really is a very, I'll say this lovingly, beautiful place to be in because it is uncomfortable as heck when you realize, you know, these different things that have been going on and they can be so challenging to move through. But when you recognize the reason behind it, you can resist less and recognize what you're doing, which is going to allow you to step into that manifestation that you would like. Now, getting into the topic, resist less, manifest more. Think about that for a moment. When you resist, what are you doing? And apply that to how that fits in your world, how you see it. What are you resisting? Who are you resisting? Is it you? Is it possible opportunities around you that are asking you to open up, but yet you feel resistant to it because either maybe you might be stuck in your logical mind thinking, oh, this can't be correct. This isn't A, B, C, D. This isn't the flow of things. This isn't the norm, quote unquote. And if you're resisting it, do you feel you can release that resistance? What would it take to release that resistance? And again, think about this in your own world. How does that apply? And when you do that, you allow yourself the opportunity to really become part of a flow state. And the flow state is where we're moving into. The flow state is natural movement. It's, you may be, an example of this would, and this is, you know, coming into the energies of where we're going, we will be in a state where you recognize, okay, I'm doing this one task, but your mind carries over to another, and the next thing you know, you're connected to somebody, signs, synchronicities, et cetera, that are more in flow and alignment, and you just gravitate into that direction, into the alignment of something that fits more of what you're looking for. The resistance can also be termed control. And I'll share a personal story with you. You know, it's interesting. I am my work. The energies often come through in my own world so that I really understand them very personally when I distribute the information, when I put that information out there. And so one of my journeys has actually been through my Mustang, and I mentioned it on previous shows and the challenges that we've faced together. And his role in my life is really helping me to face a fear and control and learning all of the steps around that release and letting go of the resistance to it. So it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to say, I'm stuck. And the journey together came to a point where I kind of threw my hands in the air and I surrendered and I said, I can't do it this way anymore. And when I say this way anymore, my gosh, I've tried every which way that I knew to work with him. But I also had my own challenges along the way. So we mirrored each other magically. And when I found someone that, ironically, I swear there are no accidents, it was divinely connected. I said a prayer and it was just like I reached out. I kind of had a person's name in mind, reached out to another person to find that information, spoke to that person, wasn't right timing, but they knew of a person that I was able to contact and ironically was coming in at the perfect time. And there was some variables around that I had to let go of control for if I was going to find my end result. But I did. I resisted less. The manifestation came in the form of finding peace and balance for my Mustang. And then now I'm able to come into the picture and work out that fear. And so I've ridden many, many, many horses, and I've come off many, many, many horses in my life. It is very eventful and incredibly uncomfortable, but each one of those teaches you something. And the fall that I had with Ollie really wasn't, it wasn't extreme. You know, I've had much, much worse. There was something about it that opened up the can of worms of things I was working on a personal level. And then he mirrored. And then as we began to mirror each other, it just became this condensed version. And it just compressed version of what was going on. So releasing that, allowing someone else to work with him, allowing myself a place to heal briefly while he was on his journey, I went on mine, recognized that I was going to have to come back into the picture from a different place, which I feel like I did. And last night we had our first major journey together. And I love to gallop and feel the wind in my hair, but I was terrified to gallop on him. And when I asked for that and got it, my instant reaction was like, oh no, seize up. But when I just allowed the reins to go and I softened, it was magical. And yes, I'm going to feel emotional because it has been 2 years of wow. But in your world, what does that look like? Do you have things that you've gone through that require you to show up in a different way, require you to maybe utilize different tools and resources that you had not thought you would ever use before? So with that in mind, I see there's a caller on here, so I'm going to go ahead and take a caller. Caller number 814, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from? Okay, maybe 562. Let's try 562. 562, you're on the air.
Hi, hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Yvonne.
Yvonne, and where are you calling in from?
Long Beach, California.
Okay. What is your question today?
Do I have to ask a question or kind of get a general reading?
Oh. You could get a general reading.
Okay, great.
Okay. Give me a moment to tune in. Okay. I'm going to ask you to ground. And do you know the term ground when I say ground?
Not really. What does that mean?
Okay. So grounding is meaning get out of your head, come back into your body. So just bring your awareness point into your body. Allow the logical part of your mind to just kind of hang out there, because I'm just caught up in this sort of laundromat of thoughts. It's just like all these, I'm just seeing all of this turning going on, these thoughts. So go ahead and come back into your body. And as I'm talking, you will naturally do that.
And okay.
There we go. And by doing that, what that does is it allows the dust to settle so that I can really get a clear vantage point of what's going to be most beneficial for the information for you today. Okay?
Okay.
You can feel like you are focusing on your feet.
Okay.
Bring your awareness point to your feet. Feel like you've got nice little roots coming out of your feet into the earth. Bingo. Okay. I'm looking at body alignment here, and I see a line going through from your right hip, left shoulder, into your head. And I feel like there is a lot going on in your nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the body, I feel like you just get a foothold and then things come off balance. But I really feel like this has to do with the nervous system. It's like that fight or flight response.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. And I almost feel like I keep getting this pit in my gut, like I want to throw up. And yeah, your nervous system really needs, you need to hug yourself. You need to hug yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a lot of personal information here. I would rather share privately than publicly. But what I'm looking at is an individual who needs to be okay with you and who you are. And it just feels like there's this space in your heart that you need to allow yourself to be. No one else, nothing else can fill it but you. Mind, body, soul.
Okay.
And the external things that you may want to manifest has to start from the heart. And I know I'm sounding like a riddler, but again, I'm trying to be as I want to use the term discreet. because I feel like, you know, I want to reach out and just give you a big hug and let you know everything's going to be okay. There's a lot of processing going on in the mind, but the tool that I think you would find very valuable is really grounding, because to be up, you know, in the head so much, you gain information and insight into your world by being grounded, by being able to come into that connected space. Because if you don't have your feet on the ground, you can't move at a pace you want to move at. It'd be like saying, okay, take off at a run, and if your feet aren't on the ground, you're going to fall on your face. So really grounding is going to give you the essence of coming into that place to really see where you are so that you can make the choices that are, and I would say very close to you, that will help you to attain what it is that you'd like to attain. If you do have a specific question on that, I'm happy to help answer it. But again, I feel like there's so much information floating around that I just feel like it's more of a private conversation than a public.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have a specific question you'd like to ask, either with regards to that or along those lines?
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
Okay. All right. That's totally fine. So what's interesting about my shows is I start the Reiki prior. So Reiki flows throughout the show, and then I'll be doing a light language transmission as well toward the end of it. And if you're unfamiliar with light language, it is, I like to call it the language of love, soul to soul. It may not be understood verbally, but you're receiving the information you need through the audio of it. So maybe stay tuned to that. It might help you to regulate some of the stuff that's going through your system. So maybe just allow that. And if you want to reach out privately, we can talk more there. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Okay. You know, I think it's worth mentioning, you know, for those of you wanting to ask questions and stuff that could be actually very personal, it's rare that I get something like that where I just feel like it's more of a private conversation than a public. Usually I'm able to verbalize it in a way that is more for the listener's understanding, you know, the caller in that wants to know. So just keep that in mind. You know, I'm one of those that I like to say that I, you know, if I have to work with your underwear drawer, I am going to approach cautiously, and even if invited, I'm going to, again, look at it from a very distant manner. So that's just the way that I operate personally. So anyway, much love to you, Yvonne, on your journey. Okay, so getting back into this, you know, sharing that private story about Ollie and my journeys and releasing fear and seeing what the fear was connected to and being okay with allowing help to come in. And I feel like that's something we don't give credit to. You know, we kind of exhaust our efforts on our own with what we know. But I remembered saying a little prayer, and I said, okay, angels, guides, set me up with somebody, because this is bigger than me. I cannot do this. And it was the minute that I did that, that it was just boom, it just all opened up and happened. And then to just be writing on him last night, it felt so free, at peace. It was wonderful. Neither of us had that crazy tension after I was able to, you know, move through a little bit of a galloping. It was just like it all just faded away. And so that really is kind of an example of a sign of the times that we're in. So there may be something in your world where you've done the work. You've gone through the steps to maintain clear and work through. And something comes through to help resolve it. And it's instant. And it doesn't require the work it would have of the past. It's just things begin to resolve and move through. And it's really allowing us to engage more with who we are, and then also to connect to the harmonics of what supports us. So everything is energy. Everything is energy. If you talk to me personally, if you know me personally, I always look at things in the form of energy. We are energy. Animals are energy. Our nature is energy. Everything is energy. And when you learn how to dialogue with that, you recognize that that's actually when you begin to do fun things like telekinesis, levitation, things like that, because you no longer are with these physical constraints because you're looking at them through the form of energy. And that goes along with manifestation as well. So whether you're looking for abundance, health, whatever relationship that could be, that's when those things come in, because you are in the harmonics of it, in the energy of it, in the frequency of it. So for a moment, let's go ahead and pull in something you'd like to manifest. Form a picture. Form a picture of what it is that you'd like to manifest, and just hold that. Play with it. What does it feel like? You know, if it's a specific space or place or what an individual would look like in a relationship that you want to have come into your life, what a job might be, what it would feel like to feel financially stable, abundant. Hold that. Feel it. A key thing here is feel it. And actually, I love it. I don't know if you heard my dog bark in the background, but that to me was a confirmation, because dogs are second chakra, the sacral, which is the area around your navel, and that's actually how you see yourself in the world around you. So to me, that was like a symbolic yes. But go ahead and feel that. Go to that feeling. What does it feel like? Play with it. Can you find the peace with it? Does it make you feel fulfilled? And on a side note here, you know, sometimes the things we want to manifest, sometimes we feel selfish for trying to manifest them. It may not be part of our culture, condition, or conditioning. It might be something that might seem foreign to the relationships around you. But for a minute, just entertain it without boundaries or limitations. If that is truly what you want to manifest, feel it. And if it feels like it has, it comes with a cord or something that is an attachment of sorts, allow yourself to just release that attachment for the moment. And if that is truly something you want to manifest, play with it. When you begin to feel how this feels, you shift the harmonics, you shift the frequency. You actually step into alignment with what it is that you're looking at. And yes, you can write some things down, but when you move through feeling and your mind, that is your most powerful ally to create the things that you need to create. And yes, there are some, you know, kind of personal work things that you may have to do to move through to get to that manifestation. But on a certain level, you've already manifested it because you began to play with it, to engage with it. What you want wants you to. What you're looking for is looking for you. And by resisting less your true nature of natural manifestation, you bring in the speed with which it manifests. And it becomes very abundant in its ability to manifest in your life on whatever level. And, you know, some of you have heard me talk about this before, but for those of you that might be new to the show, I had my own journey. I've had a few dark nights of the soul, but one of which was where I lost everything. I was actually homeless, and I had my dog and my cat in my car, and a dollar to my name, literally. And if you know me now, you would never believe I was that person before. But when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you resist less, you manifest more. When I began to really gain momentum in understanding every little step in that meaning of connecting to what it was that I was looking for. And it didn't mean that I was driven. It didn't mean that there was this ego. I was determined one step in front of the other. And in many ways, in many respects, I feel like the most recent journey with Ollie was very similar as I just kept going. I was so frustrated, feeling so lack of certain abilities, et cetera, even though it was my line of work to do that at one time, I ran into this roadblock where I had to release the ego. I had to release all of the mental, logical constructs and step more into the heart and look at where it was that I truly wanted to go. And then once I released all of that, it's amazing how it just manifested in the most beautiful way. And truly wasn't so comfortable. But again, it's that compression phase where you are moving into that crystalline formation, that pure form of the self, so that you can carry on and bring more of yourself into the world around you. We're releasing a lot of the trauma that we have gone over and over and over, one lifetime to the next, and maybe even in this current lifetime, you've seen it over and over again, where you just can't seem to get out of the chaos. When you focus it in on manifesting, you can manifest the peace in your life. You can manifest the space of flow. And remember, flow. Remember that word, flow. That is where we're going. We're flowing into the future. We're flowing into what it is that truly shows who we are in the world around us. So when you give up the resistance, you find the flow. When you play and engage, and remember, life is more play. You know, we use these terminologies like work. Work is, you know, it is an old concept. We should be playing more. Work was developed, and this is just my personal feeling on a lot of it, when the Great Depression happened, when people had to work to survive. You had to get on the ladder to figure things out to survive. And we no longer have to do that. There is a new energy emerging within each of us. We're evolving, E-V-O-L-L-O-V-E, into this next stage of awareness, this consciousness that's coming in that is allowing us to be who we are. You came in with very special gifts. You are not meant to be like the next person. You are meant to be your own. This is the new construct. If you feel like you are not fitting in some way, it is about you trying to find a way to be okay with yourself, self-acceptance. That will also release some of the chaos. When you just stop for a minute and say, okay, I don't really know what this looks like, but I'm going to start to accept myself. Just make the decision. That becomes intention. Intention is one of the anchors into creating a manifestation that you want. Again, you've just shifted how your mind is looking at something. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I believe Wayne Dyer said that. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that. Please do. But it's one of the ones that was so pivotal when I learned to take a different road. And so shifting from one lane into another becomes effortless. You recognize, okay, yeah, that's not the right path for me. You change gears, you move over a lane, and off you go. You can do this. Maybe some of you are familiar with the concept of a timeline. Time is really irrelevant. Time is just a construct we have here in the physical. Time does not exist. So there are multiple timelines actually playing out simultaneously. Infinite possibilities, if you will. So things that you are wanting have already found you. You're already experiencing in some timeline. How do you navigate? How do you jump timelines? If you're in an uncomfortable experience, how do you do that? One of the ways that I like to practice is at night before I go to bed, I affirm, and I'll oftentimes, if it's a specific thing that I want to create, and I even did this with my journey with Ollie, is I focused on what it was that I wanted to create. And I said, I am on my highest and best timeline. And I had gratitude for it. And I held the pictures that it was that I wanted to create. And I asked for help with it. And I would go to sleep. And when I woke up, and it's also great if you get that twilight, you know, where you're just awake, to ask again, to say, okay, or not ask, but have gratitude for being on that timeline. So you go to sleep in one and wake up in the other. And it's amazing, too, when you add, I am the luckiest person in the world. So for me, I'll say, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. And what gifts are going to make their way to me today? When I open up my phone first thing in the morning and have to, you know, maybe check emails or go through my typical day, kind of see what the feeds are and maybe see what my friends are doing. I look and I say, what gifts do I get to see today? Whether it's in someone else's life or my own. Stepping into the gratitude of where you are will put you into the space of where you want to be. And I guarantee it. When you shift how you think and how you navigate your day, you change the messages you've been giving yourself. So have you been giving yourself some rotten messages like you're not worthy, you can't do that, it's beyond you. You don't have enough money to make that happen. You don't have investors, or you don't have the capacity to create that. That is BS. Don't let anybody, including yourself, tell you that. You can create anything you want at any time. I can tell you how many things that I have won over the years. I actually won a huge gun safe. It's like a 14-gun safe with 3 guns in it. For me as a hunter-gatherer, oh my gosh, awesome. Those are my tools. And I love target practice. I love to, you know, go out and shoot and plink and that kind of thing. That's just me. I've always been a little bit of a tomboy that way. I love to hunt and fish. And as a hunter-gatherer, you know, that was such a gift to me. And I'm always in total gratitude. I when my numbers were called, I nearly went through the roof because I was so excited. But that was actually something I also needed at the time. So look at that in your life. What is it you want to create? So, you know, if you're a horsey person, you know, maybe it's a particular horse trailer. If you are looking to move, maybe it's a particular home. What does that home look like to you? And experience everything from, you know, the carpets you would have in it or floors to what each room would feel like to walk into it. And play. Again, play, not work, play. Clarify those messages. I am worthy of this. I am safe to create. I am safe to be seen. It is okay for me to shine my brightest. It is okay for me to connect to those that help me. I am safe in whatever experience that you feel is an experience you want to do. I am grateful to have these XYZ friends. And if you step into the gratitude of what it is that you are manifesting, remembering that you have on some level already manifested it, you will then be experiencing it. It's just the way it's like the laws of nature. It's the laws of nature. So try it. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I look at my life now, and I would have never imagined being in the place that I am now back when I was, you know, trying to sleep under a street lamp in my car with my dog and my cat and a litter box. I can tell you that is super fun to have in your vehicle. And then, too, being a single woman. But it's interesting because I just kept one foot in front of the other. I was determined. So if I could do it, anybody can do it. Now, looking at the basic topic and having played with the manifestation of it. Feeling less resistance to whatever may be around it. Flowing into the observance of what it is that you want to create. Holding that understanding. I'm now going to bring through a light language transmission to assist with that. And actually, I feel like there's even an activation involved. And so for those of you that may not be familiar with light language, it is generally spoken, written, signed, or sung. And for me personally, I do a lot of signing with my hand. Now, obviously, you can't see because it's audio, but you will also have the verbal part of it. And occasionally, I always keep a little notepad by me, and sometimes I will end up writing stuff as well. The singing part, I've never been a singer, and I will hold that for the shower, and even then I'm kind of careful about singing in the shower. It's just not my forte, but if it comes out, it does come out, and I try not to fight it. But I have resistance to the singing part, I'll say that. But it is very incredible to just allow the light language to come into you, feel it, notice where you feel it in your body. You may have colors, pictures, symbols that come to you, maybe some memories. Whatever it is for you, trust it. You're receiving exactly what you need, and that's also the intention behind it as well. So I feel like it's one of those that I wouldn't say don't drive if you're driving. But two, if you are and you feel that you're very sensitive to it, you can always come back to the replay and listen to it down the road. And equally, if you just want to come back to the replay, you always receive what you need in that moment. So enjoy the light language and see what comes up for you.
Tetuknaya satrahik reya sotrohu shakawa tina te. Dohuk nama shata kwanati e sora chikita ewa kunate. Rakini sotrohe shatrohe makinete kesa kitu ashawadni itoka. Rakini sotrohe mashatrohe nakati. Aina kero jak niso anatik niso trai shikina kera chiki. Ohona kamati isak nira tukusa trai nakawa. Ahna kia masura shak nue sukura tikina satraya tikina satraya watuku. Ahana kamati usaniya tika wasiya shata. Ina ka wasua chek nio sameti ura takraya sukura tikia satai. Ahana kia mati nati saito kura. Ayana kutura cha mina kera chikito wa tu usa takawani ti iata. Ahina kira cha kia saki tukama tikinia sotoe shatawi niti umasea. Deru tak nesoro tikisa rahia makuna taraya tikina te wechi I tukara tikisa. Ahana kuara tukursa rahira takia. De makina sotorosha kuara tikisa te e shishira wa taknia sotu. Meno koro soko dahana te taknia waso e.
Okay, some of what was coming through was shift in the heart, allowing more of you to flow through, really connecting more into that heart intelligence and less so much in the mind, but really feeling the energy. There was also a shift in the fifth chakra, which is the throat. It is the, you know, the connection between the head and the heart, or higher knowledge, pardon me, into the physical body, bringing that information in and releasing self-doubt, allowing yourself to speak your truth. There was also a shift in the eyes and the logical aspect of how you look at the world around you, which is interesting because that does correlate down to the second chakra, or the sacral, which is down at the belly button, the navel, and how you see yourself in the world around you, but really the sort of intuitive vision you might have of yourself. Opening up the intuitive mind and then allowing for that information to come through. So you may be receiving your own messages. You may be receiving your own guidance from your angels, from your guides. from just listening to the people around you, you might receive messages, you know, sort of listening between the lines as to what you're hearing about either maybe directions to go or information about yourself that you might not have realized. So see what comes up for you with that. There is a very strong current into pulling through more of who you are. So be open to what comes to you in the form of nature. You know, whether you see consistent signs in nature or numbers. Numbers are also very, very important. That is the world, the universe's way, the world's way of communicating with you. You might also have dreams. Pay attention to your dreams. But whatever that is, trust what it comes in for you because it is meant for you. And what is meant for you will always find you. It will always be right on time. And these times are right on time for bringing you into the level of understanding you need for your own life because you are meant to be you as much as you can in this world. So be with that, play with that, resist less, manifest more, and connect to the energies that are the most supportive to you. It is such an honor to be with each of you through this work. It is such a gift to see each of you on your journey, the callers, the emails, the connections. And I am going to kick off on my journey with Ollie starting this weekend, and I'll be gone through the early part of August in the backcountry. My husband and I are also guides in the backcountry where we'll do horse-guided pack trips and day rides at ranches here in Wyoming. And so I'm really going to kick off on my journey with the dream that I've had forever. And so excited to do that. But that means I will not physically be available for the next show. So I've put together a fun little conversation with a dear friend of mine, Carol Ogle. I like to call her the Happy Horsekeeper. She's also a Reiki master. She was one of my students, but she's a dear friend, a colleague, and somebody that I just love talking energy with. And so we talk about everything from nature to Reiki to how things are connected. And I hope you'll enjoy that that show, and that is on the fourth Thursday of the month. But you can always find me here at newsforthesoul.com on the second and fourth Thursdays of the month. If you'd like to connect to me privately, you can do that through my website, brendadavismatz.com. And that's all one word, no hyphen. And by going on and connecting to the Members Gateway, you also then receive emails. And I'm not a crazy emailer, trust me, but you'll receive updates onto you know, different things that are going on with regards to the energy in my world and then how we can interact. So it's also a great way to connect to social media if you want to follow positivity and even maybe my journey with Ollie. You can go to my website, brendadavismatz.com, and find those happy little social media links. If you are attending tonight's event at Dr. Jim's, I'm so excited to see you tonight. For those of you that don't know, I've been doing a soul healing session, group session, at Dr. Jim's in Driggs, Idaho. And it is with the scalar technology, the scalar machine in the EE room, in the EE system room. So if you're unfamiliar with that, look it up. It's super fascinating. And then when you add my line of work to it, it even makes it more of a powerful boost into healing whatever it is that you would like to heal on your soul's journey. So if you are attending tonight, I can't wait to see you. And if you'd like to attend, there may be a couple of spots left. I think there were, but you never know. It kind of it goes fast. So also, too, if you would like to connect to me on privately feel free to use the coupon code NFTS at checkout for a 30-minute session. It's a good way to just kind of enter into some of the energy if you don't really need a full hour session. And that moves it from, it's $50 off the 30-minute session, so it would be from $125 down to $75. And then maybe you just have a single specific question that you want to know about. And so I've got a one question session, and you can use coupon code QUESTION at checkout and receive $5 off that $25 question fee. So, and then, of course, you can reach out to me. Again, send me your shares, what it is that you experience through these shows. You know, this is how I get to connect with you and understand really the information that I get and then putting it out there. That feedback is so important, and I also love hearing the journey each of you are on. So connect. I love it. And on that note, I will see you back here live in August. And until then, much love. Good luck with manifesting everything that you'd like to desire. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Much love, and bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.